Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio lesson I will talk about Kit Kat Club. And the Kit Kat Club basically was a literary club that was founded in the 18th century in London. In terms of literary relevance, it is not that important, but it is only important because of the members of that club. You know, members were Joseph Edison, then Richard Steele, then William Congreve, then Sir John Vanbrugh, then Sir Samuel Garth was there, and political figures like Robert Walpole were also there. That is why this club is very famous. And broadly speaking, they were from the Whig Party, or let's say leaders or members of the Whig Party in England, or even supporters. You can call them supporters of the Whig Party. And all of them are famous in some way or the other. William Congreve has written the greatest restoration drama, The Way of the World. Then Richard Steele and Joseph Edison are famous for the periodicals such as The Tatler and The Spectator. So the question arises as to why it was called Kit Kat Club. See, all these leaders met at a house of a person called Christopher Cat. Okay, Christopher, sometimes that cat is spelt as K-A-T, sometimes it is spelt as K-C-A-T. And the mutton pies that Christopher Cat cooked, those were called Kit Kats. And all of these famous personalities met at his house. So that's why it came to be known as the Kit Kat Club. And another reason why this is called a Kit Kat Club was that most of the members of this association or group had their portraits made by an individual called Godfrey Kneller, and the size of the portraits that were made was called Kit Kat. Now, it was of a unique size. That's why ultimately all of this was called a Kit Kat Club. So in terms of literary worth, this is not that important from the point of view of literature, but the literary figures who were members of this club makes this club or group important. Okay.